Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. If you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, as always, it is great to be back. Thank you again. You guys have just been crushing it. Listening, the episodes have been great. The numbers have been great. Last week, we did a summary of the Law of Attraction seminar. And for the folks who weren't there, who missed the two-hour seminar, I gave a 20-minute summary, and a lot of you were able to interact with it, which I appreciate a ton. You can find that episode both on YouTube, on all your podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, you name it, we are there. And thank you so much. As always, guys, just faithful. We keep moving towards episode 500, which is insane, and I continue to put plans together. I still don't have them all set, but I can't wait. But I, as always, appreciate you just listening and commenting, subscribing, just all the stuff. So thank you. So this week, I'm incredibly excited, as always. But I want to talk about a Norwegian principle of work. Crazy. So I was listening to the Russell Brunson Marketing Secrets podcast, and he did just a very, very tired, quick summary of his funnel hacking live, which I can understand why he's tired. He spoke like 14 times to 5,000 people, and he's just exhausted. And he was sharing some of the things. And what Russell Brunson of ClickFunnels has been doing lately is just buying up copies of obscure self-improvement books and building this amazing library. And it's just, I can't wait to see all that he has coming forward really soon. But he was talking about authors that perhaps we just weren't familiar with. And again, forgive me, he did two episodes about Funnel Hacking Live. I can't remember if it was the first or the second. But whenever he mentions an author that I'm not familiar with, I go look for them. And now the good thing is, because the people he's mentioning in these episodes are so long, I mean, these books are so old, it's very easy to find them in the public domain. You can just find them on Spotify and listen to them. And he mentioned the first ever self-improvement book ever written in America by a guy, I'm having to look it up now, Orison Swett Martin. What a name. Orison Swett Martin. And the story he shared was that Orison had been writing for years, and he'd written over 1,000 pages of this book. And Orison owned some hotels, a hotelier, and the manuscript burned in one of the hotels caught on fire. And the very next day, he just went out and bought a ream of paper and just started over again. And so this book was eventually published. It's called Pushing to the Front. Pushing to the Front by Orison Swett Martin. And I'm listening to it right now, and I'm nowhere close to being done. It's pretty lengthy on audio. I probably get a physical copy at some point in time, but I'm listening to it right now. And some of it's horribly outdated about why living in the country is better than living in the city, and that's up for people to decide. But it's interesting how here he is, and he's already talking about how people aren't working as hard as they used to. I'm really enjoying it. But he's got a section on there about choosing your vocation and how your life is pretty much going to be miserable if you choose the wrong location. If you're designed and built and it's gifted in one area and you go in a different area, it's going to pretty much make for a miserable life. And lining up your gifts, talents, and your passions with the correct vocation is a pathway to joy. And just a side note, he goes that we should obey the Norwegian principle, and I wrote it down here, give thyself fully to thy fellow man, and they will give back soon enough. So in your vocation, don't worry. If you give yourself fully, wholeheartedly to the people you serve, they will eventually give back to you. Focus on delivery of service, and that's where you're going to make your revenue. We've heard this before. If you listen to Dan Kennedy and his 19 points of sales, one of them he'll say is pursue people after the sale as much as you do in the front of the sale. Gary Vee talks about giving and giving and giving. Yep. Alex Hormozi talks about just giving away for free until people ask to give you money. I mean, this principle is not new, but I was struck on my run listening to Orson Swett Marden say the Norwegian principle of give thyself fully to thy fellow man and they will give back soon enough. So I was like, wait a minute, what is this Norwegian principle? And so then I went and did some research online, and I haven't found it written in that way necessarily. But I did find some work, and if you're watching me, forgive me. I'm just having to look at these things up because they're pretty brand new to me. He talked about the Scandinavian, the Norwegian philosophy of life called Jantelovianism. Jantelovian, that's Jantelovian, which is a law of society about the way a lot of things, just the egalitarianism of Norway, Sweden, that area. And I think that fits in there. I think that's where the Norwegian principle comes from. So I've got to do some pursuit there. I'm looking forward to learning more about Jantelovianism. But with all of that said, Orson Swett Marden's point is give yourself wholly to your fellow man and they will give back soon enough. And as I am doing marketing, coaching, business consulting, as I'm in that realm and I'm helping people grow their businesses and building a business of my own simultaneously, I know that it is true that if in your work you are delivering as much as possible, as much content, as much service as possible, that in it people will recognize that what you have to offer has value. And in the recognition of that value, you will grow your business. And I see business owners, coaches, consultants, any field of life. I see folks too quickly running to and give me a dollar. And granted, I understand we have to make a living. But quite often you got to make that living in a job while you're building your own business. But the principle of what you offer should be, I'm just going to give so much in this exchange of product and service and ideas that there is not a question about how much I'm asking for it. The delivery is so great that you don't question the dollar value in which you pay for it. I tell my clients all the time, you can charge the value of the problem you solve. When people figure out, well, how much do I charge for my product and services? I'm like, well, what problem are you solving? How much is the value of that problem being solved? So if you've got an air conditioner that's broken in the middle of summer, and someone goes, well, that's going to be $2,000. You're like, okay, you don't want to pay it, but you do because it makes sense, right? But you're not going to charge $2 million because that's not the value of the problem. You know, when you're at a ball game and the drinks are $10, you're like, man, they're gouging us on it. Maybe. But if you buy it, you're saying that's the value of the problem solved. You can only get it there. So when folks are pricing their product or services, whatever the case may be, you are charging the value of the problem that you're solving. And you should always over-deliver and over-give. Now, have I made the mistake of under-delivering before? Of course I have. And when I have, I've recognized it. In fact, when I've had clients that things have not gone as well with, I will admit, we could have served you better. And then I make a point to make sure that I'm able to serve my clients to the highest point possible. And so as I build my business, I know I'm stacking up. Well, you get this, and it's worth this much, and you get this, and it's worth this much. And the value of what you're receiving is worth five figures, but I'm only charging four figures. And value stacking is very much something that is not new. Again, Russell Brunson in ClickFunnels talks a lot about value stacking. You can go to YouTube and type in Russell Brunson value stacking. He'll teach you how to do that. But the entire point that I want to deliver is in Orson Swett Marden's book, I have to struggle with his name, Pushing to the Front. He's like, in choosing your vocation, give to your fellow man wholly and they will give back to you. Now, you might say, Gordon, that's incredibly naive. It doesn't work that way anymore. But if you are designing your own business, if you are the one with your hand to the rudder, if you're the one who's creating this, then create a system where you are giving and giving and giving, which is what I encourage my clients to do online. Give and give and give in your content. do it to such an extent that people recognize you as a point of information, a point of value, that you are delivering valuable information, products, and services to them, so that when you do charge them, when you move from free to fee, that it makes sense. And it's like, oh, well, that is valuable. Look at all that they give and deliver day to day, day to day. I would like even more, or I'd like more consistency, or I'd like closer contact. So I will pay for that. And so I love this principle, no matter where it falls in Norwegian society or Gentilovianism, or wherever it may be, it can go all the way back to the golden rule, you know, where you're going to, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated. That it, wherever we find the basis of that, the whole idea is in your business, your product or your service or your deliverable. If you give yourself wholly to them in what you deliver, then your client, your customer, your patient, whomever it is that you're serving, will not argue for the return of that product or service. That's where we get frustrated, is that when we don't feel like we got a value for the money we spent. Now, this is essential for the success of any entrepreneur. You can't just create something, throw it out there, and assume that people will find value in what you're doing. It's got to deliver value and impact. And I tell clients and even potential clients all the time, you've got to have a deliverable, a promise. Like, work with me and this thing will happen. And folks are like, well, how can you promise that? Well, then don't try to sell something you can't create a deliverable on. Like, keep working on it until you have a deliverable and a promise. Because when you say, work with me, do X, Y, and Z, and the output is, X square, then people are like, that makes sense. Work with me, do 1, 2, you're going to get 3. When you have that, your business is going to grow, especially when you move it towards your target audience. So get that in front of the right people. So a lot of content here, guys. These are things I'm excited about. They're new things that I'm kind of working through. I'm looking forward to finishing the book. I've got a long ways to go. If you go to Spotify and just type in Pushing to the Front, and I'll put the title of the book and I'll spell Orson Swett Martin's name in the show notes. If you just type it in Spotify, there is a free audiobook broken into chapters, which is nice, like little 20, 30 minute chunks. I encourage you to check out the book. Like I said, some of it's horribly antiquated, but it was written a long time ago. But there's some amazing principles that I think apply to where we're at today. And so for me, I'm going to go and study a little bit and figure out what this Gentilovianism is, this Norwegian philosophy of life. But I will have to agree, no matter where it comes from, that if you give yourself wholly to your fellow man, they will eventually give back to you. That is golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated, Gentilovianism, Norway principle, whatever the case may be. Design your business and your service in such a way that you're giving, and then people do not argue for the value they receive is worth the dollar that you charge. Lot of info here. I'm excited. I'm talking quickly, but I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to pursue this thought more, and I think it's going to flesh out in some teaching that I eventually do. But I hope you have enjoyed it. If you want to interact with me on this, always comment on the socials, like, share, review, and I will see you guys again next week. Thanks so much.